And we're going to go ahead and resume our agenda for... I know, I'm not forgetting my report out. That's what I'm about to do next. Okay. So thank you, everyone. And I do have a report out from executive session yesterday, which I need to read into the record. So give me a moment, and I will pull it up here. One moment, please. I'm sorry, Revelyn, did you want to be recognized?
You said that I could bring up today an executive session about Arlene making a statement.
Okay. Okay, but let me do the report out first. Yeah, and I, you know, we have half an hour left to our schedule. Hold on. There it is. Thank you. All right, and so this is the report out. At its meeting on July 22nd, the Pacifica National Board decided to open searches for the positions of Foundation Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. The contractual terms of the incumbents, Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt and Chief Financial Officer LaVarne Williams, conclude on November 30th, 2012. The board invited Ms. Engelhardt and Ms. Williams to apply for new terms in their positions. And that's the report out. So, and now we can do something else with the rest of the half hour we have. Thank you. God bless you. we were in the middle, actually, though, when everyone started. We were in the middle of a stack, exactly. I have to go back to that, Revelyn. We were in the middle of two finance motions and a queue of people, and I believe Ken was actually the next person on stack. Look at that. Half hour later, I'm remembering. You know I don't write a stack, Lydia. I keep it in my head, but we just had a really long break for doing that. So, frankly, if you all want to be kind to me, just give me a new stack because, you know, okay, Marcel and Lydia, but Ken was next, and Bill. I remember you were on there. Okay. Campbell. Okay, I see Campbell. All right, go ahead, Ken.
It seems the problem is solved, but I just wanted to tell the people that whisper in the back, it's very disruptive.
Thank you. Marcel.
I just wanted to remark on your report. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make a comment on your report out.
Yes.
And I would ask that should a search begin, when a search begins, that we have written a clear description of what we are looking for and that it not begin without that, because without a clear job description, we're...
Okay. You're suggesting working on the job description we already have?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I would say take that to the personnel committee.
Absolutely,
I would
and that we not start it until it is written.
Yes, personnel committee chair wished to respond to that.
Okay. Marcel also is on the personnel committee, but that item is on the agenda, and that would, after the timeline that we had the other day, that was going to be the next step. You know, without knowing what was going to happen. So that will be done. But
thank
that's
you.
Been noticed. It's been on the agenda.
Personnel
thank
committee
you.
Will be revising
yes,
job descriptions accordingly and bring them back to the PNB for approval. Thank you.
And no search begin until then. Okay.
No.
Folks, we're not on this subject. I hate to point out, it's totally irrelevant to what we're doing right now. She's simply responding, and it's personnel committee thing. And if we want to have it as a subject matter, nothing has been encompassed about a search. And it's a discussion for next meeting. It just is. Okay. But feel free to, like, since you're on the personnel committee. All right. Ms. Brazone?
Yes, I think I will be voting in favor of the substitute motion as opposed to the original motion, although I agree with a great deal of it. However, because all of these issues are so time sensitive, mm-hmm. that the benefit of the motion put forward by Director Siegel is because it gives us a concrete timeline and reports directly from the station, rather than we're not asking for a consolidated, elaborate report, which is very important for the next steps. That's not being discounted at all. We just want a quick snapshot of the reactions from the stations, and that's also why I included the LSBs. If they want to have an emergency meeting this week, I would totally welcome that so that everybody, all the stakeholders are on the same page, but put a specific timeline on it. That's not the end of the world. We have a PMB meeting on August 16th. By then, the national reports will be done and so forth. So I am in complete favor so that we can start moving on this immediately. So I'm voting yes.
Thank you. Bill was next. And I'll put you on there.
Well, I had a lot of things I could say, but let me just touch briefly on what, or a little bit more on elaborate what I mentioned last night. You know, the CFO information that we got forecasting the cash flow through the end of the fiscal year basically confirms what you've been talking about for months on the National Finance Committee. It's projecting a deficit, unless we change some things, of over $700,000 by the end of this fiscal year. That's in about 2 months, folks. And we have major payables. We have debt that keeps increasing rather than decreasing. The last three audits have stressed the importance of doing something about this and not waiting. And here we are. We're still talking about getting reports and plans and all that. We don't need a PNB motion to get more reports and plans. I mean, we should be doing that anyway. I'd like to see something from the GMs. But the the main important thing that we need to do is use the data we already have on the finances to get some specific recommendations. And I think that it justifies at least $1 million in cuts. Where the cuts come from, I know people are kind of getting a little over panicky and making assumptions that may not necessarily be true. But the fact of the matter is we're in a serious situation. As I mentioned before, we're on a train hurling towards the edge of the cliff, and we're worrying about whether we should slow down a little bit more, or maybe he'll slow down later or whatever. You know, we got to do something, and we can't wait forever. So none of this stuff stops progress on getting income, revenue up, but that takes time. So, to make a long story short, we don't have time to talk about all this today and give this an adequate response. I move to refer this to the Finance Committee.
What, both motions?
Yes.
Is there a second to referral? Second from Alan? Okay, Alan's the second. Campbell's next on stack, and then I have Nia, and then I'll come to Dan. Okay?
Yes. I think that Director Siegel was hitting the nail right on the head. It's something that's very important and critical in so far as getting the feedback, making sure we have the engagement of the general managers, and having this in a timely way. One of the unfortunate things, and I mentioned this previously during this weekend and for several years, one of the unfortunate things about the National Finance Committee is that we don't get into rationales, we don't get into justification, we don't get into how do you figure that these numbers are going to be these. That's the tremendous benefit we have with an audit over other just numbers. We can't just deal with numbers. We need to have plans. And I think that Director Siegel's motion gives us that opportunity, and I think anything else is a distraction and should be considered out of order, and we should go and pass Director Siegel's motion.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say, for speaking of distractions, it wasn't my intent. I will withdraw my motion, my substitute for August 3rd. The other thing is, Arlene said that in terms of GMs, she has a difficult time getting information. So Dan's motion certainly would actually help to get information. And if people don't comply, then that's a whole other story. Then we'll take, then Lardine has to take care of that in some way, shape, or form. I am absolutely against referring. We can't on one hand say, Rome is burning, but then we want something in a week. And then we're going to refer to the Finance Committee, and then that's going to sit there. We just need to get the information. It's at this level. We're the license holders, and we need to get moving. So I'm absolutely, positively against referring.
Thank you. Gentle colleagues, I would like you to bear with me. We had public comments scheduled from 1 to 1:30. A producer from KPFA has just driven an hour to give us 2 minutes of her thoughts, and she got here before the 1:30 cutoff. I'd like to go ahead and hear from her, and then we'll resume discussion. I'm sorry for the interruption, but I thank you all.
Okay. But could I just say...
One moment, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yes, you can certainly speak.
Nia, please.
But
finish.
Then I was going to call the question.
Oh, yes. Okay. So the question's been called, and now... And I'll go ahead and start your 2 minutes. And thank you so much for your dedication to drive so far to only have a couple of minutes to speak to.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
I should thank you. Let me clap for you, because you're the ones who have been sitting through this meeting for the week. And I went to the Progressive Festival and did the live broadcast there, which was
Yay.
Like a total joy and privilege. So,
good.
My name's Adrienne Lobby. I've been almost 9 years at KPFA. Before that, I was 3 years with the Free Pacifica Movement. I do a disability program two or three times a month. I want to say something about Arlene Engelhardt and LaVarne Williams. And just speaking from where I sat, which is KPFA, I saw them come into KPFA when they were hired, very quickly take grasp of what the financial situation was there, make very, very hard decisions, offer the severance package, and then make a decision to cut two positions. They have been made miserable by those decisions. That's one of the reasons they were so hard. I bet there isn't a day that goes by that they don't get a nasty email from someone who has some of the story. This is something that happens to Pacifica managers. It's something that happens to people who make hard decisions. So if I understand what's gone on in this meeting, and I haven't been here, so maybe I'm dealing with partial information, but I think now you have now taken the power to make hard decisions to you, into the board now. And in my experience and looking at what the finances are, Pacifica needs some hard decision making. So I would like to appeal to you. Pacifica is, as you know, like so important. The affiliates, the stations. I don't have to go into why it's also important. You all know, or you wouldn't sit here all weekend doing this. So go into your heart. Do your own research. Don't listen to anyone else. This network could bankrupt. And you're going to look back on your life and go, I was sitting in this position. I took the power as a board member. I better be really, really clear that I make the right decision and the best decision. I do not want to see our network go up in front of a judge, one person who is a legal leader of the elite, who we don't even know, to make decisions for us because we can't do it ourselves. You're all smart. You're all knowledgeable. You know what to do. If you don't know what to do, you can figure out what to do. But please don't shy away from it because it looks too hard.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for your comments. I hope no other members of the public were hoping to speak, but thank you so much for your comments. Okay.
Summer, I'm sorry. If I could speak before you call the question, I was on the stack. I just
wait. She only called the question on the referral.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Not on the actual motions. It's whether or not they get referred.
Okay.
Because I had Campbell right before you, Dan, and then so.
Get rid of the referral.
Is it regarding the referral? Because this question's been called. She was just calling the question on the referral.
Fine.
Thank you. Okay. So okay. There was opposition to referral, and we have to take a vote.
Vote on what?
On whether or not to refer the two motions to the Finance Committee. That's the motion on the floor, proposed by Crozier, seconded by Allen. Madam Secretary, could you I don't think so. Also, you know that on the stream they can't see our hands.
Okay. Laura, okay, people. Laura Priebus?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Not present.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ivan Alsame?
Not present.
Marcel Reed?
This is the motion to refer the two motions to the Finance Committee.
Revlon Gold?
No.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ali Lexa? Lydia Brazon?
No.
Heather Gray?
I'm abstaining.
Ifeo Wangaza? No. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
George Ryder? Not present. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Not present.
Kathy Davis?
Not present.
And Alex Steinberg?
Not present.
And Summer Reese not voting. Okay, so let's see. That's one yes.
Two yeses.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 no's and one abstention.
And two yes. Okay, thank you. So we've got Campbell and then Dan.
Madam Chair, the Madam Chair, the outcome was that the referral motion failed, correct?
Yes, I'm sorry. I forgot. I didn't announce. Sorry, the motion fails. Thank you.
Yes.
We go on. We're back to the stack, and we've got the substitute and the main motion. Let's try to get a vote here.
Okay.
All right.
No, call the question.
Wait. I have the floor.
Let Dan call it. Go.
I have the floor. Look, I just want to, again, I want to explain, I mean, especially people who want to delay or do something else, what the thinking is here, okay? The thinking is we have this crisis, but it's not all one big crisis. There are different parts to it, okay? But it's also, it's first of all a crisis to make sure that our stations stay on the air, right? And to me, that's the most important thing. So I want, the purpose of the motion that we're about to vote on is to make sure that each of the five stations and the archives and the affiliates program have the money, or if they don't have the money, they have the plan to have the money to get through the fiscal year. That's one crisis, and it's the most immediate one. So that's why this motion. Secondly, we need a plan for liquidating the national office debt. I agree. There's no question about that. But we're not going to pay off Democracy Now! And the other, it's about $2 million that the national office owes. We're not going to find $2 million. Right, but it's No, you're right, Teresa, but it's part of the national office budget. And not paying those debts off in the next 2 months is not going to close anything, right? I mean, we're going to have a plan, and I want to see that plan. Frankly, I want to know why the central services payments that we have been making for the last, ever, have not been sufficient, and what the problem in the national office has been that we've not paid $1.5 million from Democracy Now!, despite the fact that your station and my station and, L.A. and Washington and BAI, at least half, have been making our central service payments. So why aren't the bills being paid? But that's part two. And then part three is BAI. But the purpose of this motion is just to deal with the immediate cash crisis at the stations and get us through the fiscal year. And I want to call the question on that.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, Teresa. She can ask a point of information after a call. But is it a point of information, Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have this in front of me, but I thought it said you want them to provide projected revenues and expenses, but that doesn't have anything to do with the debt, I think. Is there something I'm not understanding? Is that in part two? Because
he doesn't encompass debt in his motion. I was encompassing debt in my motion. I believe we were discussing having a separate motion. Am I wrong, Dan?
Is there anything in there about, like, what's your plan to make up for the debt?
No. You like the Democracy Now?
No. Yeah. I'm the one that was addressing debt.
And my answer is I have prepared two other motions, right, which I sent out this morning, and hopefully we'll deal with them at the meeting in 2 weeks. One on the national office bills, you want to call it the debt, whatever, and the second on BAI.
If you read the meeting, you would have heard.
And Summer has.
Okay.
And my other motion, which may or may not go down, but I'm perfectly willing to write another motion to deal with
long. Been called. Can
I know.
Vote?
Yes. Shh. So this is on the substitute motion. Dan, would you be kind enough to read your language again, just so people have it fresh in their minds after all this
including
delay?
LSB.
Okay.
May.
One, within 1 week, each station manager and the directors of the archives and the affiliates program shall prepare a thorough and realistic analysis of the station's projected revenue expenses, including required payments to the national office for the current year. In the event the analysis indicates a budget deficit, the report shall include a plan for balancing the station's budget at the conclusion of this fiscal year. Three, the analyses and plans shall be submitted both to the executive director and the PNB for approval. Four, the local station boards are invited to call special meetings in order to weigh in on these issues.
Thank you. Very good. So the question was called, Madam Secretary, could you just go ahead and call the... Hold on.
Do we have any amendments or substitutes?
No, that was the amendment. The only amendment was what she had attached, it's a substitute for my main motion, which encompasses all of those things. So, yes, okay, so... This is the substitute motion for my main motion. If you like the substitute, then vote yes. If you do not and you want to get to the main motion, then you vote no. says if you vote yes, this will replace the main motion, and then we will vote to see if, in fact, we also pass this motion. So this is what we're on. We are on the substitute motion from Siegel.
Okay.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. She's Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ivan Alsame. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Revlin Gohl. Kenneth Aaron.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Ifia Wangazi. Yes. Teresa Allen.
No.
George Ryder, not present. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Not present. Kathy Davis, not present. And Alex Steinberg, not present. And Summer Reese, not voting.
We'll come back with some other version of that reality.
The results of the vote.
Secretary is counting the vote.
11 yes and 2 no's.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So that takes us to voting on 3 no's.
Madam Chair, the outcome was that the motion passed, the substitute.
No, hold on. Shh. It has been substituted for the main motion. Now we will take a vote to see if, in fact, we wish to approve this motion. Hold on. Madam Secretary is double-checking the count.
Okay. I'm satisfied that it's 11 yes and 3 no's.
11 yes, 3 no's. Thank you. Let the record reflect that.
Okay. Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Not present.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. Let me reiterate. You just start over again, please. We are now voting whether this substitute has replaced the main motion, the original motion. Now we are voting whether or not to pass this motion. So if you vote yes, you are passing this motion. If you vote no, we're simply not passing anything on this subject at this meeting. So, hold on. Yeah, please, let me clarify. It's okay. No, let me clarify. Go ahead, please. Ask us.
Yes. Okay. Is this the original motion?
No. See, okay. So the way it works, I know it's weird. It's like if we have a substitute, right, and we vote yes on the substitute, it gets rid of the original, and then you vote, do you want to keep that substitute as your actual main motion? My motion has gone away. So things addressing long-term debt. Don't worry. I can write another motion. I did that one on the fly. I can do another one. So we can address those other issues after more consultation, but it's gone now. So now you're voting on Dan's motion, which is do we want a report from the managers within a week, which is now the main motion. It is the main motion now, okay? Sure, no problem. Thank you. So now if you vote yes, you are supporting this as the motion. Thank you. It's all right.
Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg, not present. Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ivan Alsame, not present. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Revlin Gohl.
We
Allie Lexon, not present. Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Ifia Wangazi, yes. Teresa Allen.
No.
George Ryder, not present. Wesley Bethune.
We may be uncertain.
Okay. Moi aussi.
Bill Crozier. Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden, not present. Kathy Davis, not present. And Alex Steinberg, not present. And Summer Reese, not voting. Okay.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 yes and no. And 2 no's.
And 2 we's. I'm not touching that one.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
You never asked for my vote.
Oh, that's
good. Oh.
Sorry. And how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. That so that's sucks. The 12th one. 12 yes and 2 no's.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So the final result on the motion was 12 yes, 2 no. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion passes. Thank you. Please make sure it's distributed in its final form to the executive director as well as to the board so that she may implement it with management. Thank you. All right, folks, we got 12 minutes left. What do you want to get done in 12 minutes?
The affiliates, and there's a motion from WPFW. That's very quick.
She's got what? Is that the WPFW one?
Yeah.
Is that on the agenda?
It is not on the agenda, but the affiliates are.
It's not on the agenda.
I don't know that we're going to get to it. I feel like they've been.
This is something.
It's.
I know, but yours is controversial and not.
Next week this time.
No. Hers is controversial.
I object to throwing a political statement here when only half the board is here.
Okay. Heather Gray, co-chair of the Affiliates Task Force. I understand you have two motions, right? And if we could go ahead and hear the first and the second, and then motivation for those who are not familiar with what any of this is.
I'm going to ask my colleagues to chime in here.
May I just mention that the motivation for a lot of it is in the reports that the directors have. So, you know,
but perhaps either you or Heather could go ahead and give a short report with motivation to go with the motion so that members have it in their minds right now. Thank you.
This is a motion for Pacifica to actually, one of the motions is for Pacifica to join AMARC, which is the World Community Radio Association. And it's just to request that Pacifica also encourage its affiliates to join. AMARC is a World Association of Community Radio Stations. There are 4,000 members across the country, across the world. There are almost every region in the world is represented in this association, Africa, South America, Central America, Europe, and Canada is also a part of it, but the United States is not. So the effort is to attempt to have the United States as one of the countries involved with AMARC. In fact, it would join Canada, and this would be the North American region, actually, in this association. There will be a meeting in 2013 to talk about this, and one of the things that AMARC is going to want to see is interest on the part of community radio stations in America, actually, to be a part of this World Association. So this is what the do you want to say anything else to that, Campbell?
Yes, I was just going to say that the first motion has to do with the creation of the region in which Pacifica and America would be located. The second one has to do with membership in AMARC. And this is something that puts us in line with the progressive movement across the planet that have to do with community radio and the kinds of issues and concerns that we're espousing here in the United States.
I do want to read just quickly, if you'll bear with me, some of the consequences of this, if we do this.
Please.
One is that North America is not, at present, not guaranteed a seat on the board of AMARC, as are other organized regions. There is a limited understanding of the challenges confronted by community radio and media democracy movements in the USA and Canada. There is limited understanding of the current existence of Pacifica Radio and its network of community radio stations, and there is limited understanding of Pacifica's pioneering role in the creation of the global community radio movement. North American community radio stations, while having their own strong national organizations, do not have a structural connection to the global community radio movement at this point. So we think that if Pacifica joins this and encourages other community radio stations across the country to do the same, that this will change that status of community radio in the world movement. And the cost of the membership is $175 for the year.
Okay, I'll take us.
Can I read the motions?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you read the two motions? Then I'll take a stab.
They are in the agenda. Let me read the motions quickly. Motion one, the Pacifica Foundation supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. This region of North America will be considered as Canada and the United States, since Mexico already has representation in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. The Pacifica Foundation's endorsement is based upon support for the concept, and we are aware that the administrative and financial structures are being researched by North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by these members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming International Conference in 2013. That's motion one. Motion two is Pacifica joins AMARC and recommends that its affiliated stations also consider joining AMARC. Those are the two motions.
Second.
Thank you. Is that a second to each of the two motions?
Yes.
You got to do them one at a time, though. That's all. I've got hands going up. I've got Nia and then Lydia and then Afia. Nia?
Part of this is because of my own physical disability, but I didn't read this, Heather.
No. That's all right.
This is just for me. I don't want to vote for something. I don't know who's behind it. You know what I mean? So I'm just not... Who are these people? Because, I just don't want to hear, and I'm not saying this is what it is.
No, I can appreciate that. No.
I just don't want to hear, is some right-wing Cuban group or somebody out there.
I got you,
Teresa. Or, you know.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you look at the affiliates report, you'll see that it's been signed by Norm Stockwell of WORT in Madison, Frieda Worden, who does Wings, Pete Treatish of Prometheus. These are people that actually, to have community radio in their cities, are putting their life on the line. And the reason why we can't describe what AMARC specifically stands for is it's in French. It's a translation from French, the words. Yes,
no, but you can go to the website, and actually they're in all languages.
I'm on the website right now.
English, French, and Spanish.
And
so
I did send this out to the board when it was passed by the affiliates task force, and it has been in the affiliates report. So it should be somewhere where you can read it.
Thank you.
I apologize. I mean, folks could vote, but I just...
Can I have a conversation here with Wesley? How are you doing? Where'd you buy that hat?
Let me just respond to this question somewhat. We do have a lot of information about AMARC.
Okay, folks, and we're 5 minutes to time to break. Maybe let Lydia ask her questions,
too. Yeah, sorry, Lydia. Go ahead.
And then, Heather, I'll let you respond. Maybe.
Yeah, that's all right.
My only question is that it says that they're going to... we join now... But there is no resolution yet. They're just researching what the financial commitment, et cetera, would be. I am hesitant to... Isn't that what
financial,
I heard?
No. It's just that they're wanting to have a reflection. Are American community radio stations interested in joining this global movement of community
but
radio?
But you had said...
No, it doesn't have anything to do with financial commitment. No. Although it would be great if Pacifica joined as a network, as a federation... because that would then demonstrate that there's an interest, and we're going to be asking, our radio station in Atlanta will
right.
be joining,
right, so, but
sure.
So my question is, what is implied with joining? It's like a sponsorship, you know, some people co-sponsor, it means nothing other than adding your name. Sometimes it means you bring a table and buy 10 tables at a dinner party, whatever. Anyway, so that's my question. What does it mean for Pacifica to join besides our name?
$175. What did I say? Yeah, so it's $175 to join for the year. So we would not yet be officially, or the United States is not yet officially, it can't have a seat on the board. Okay, at this point, there will be a meeting in 2013 where this will be discussed. That is going to be determined as to whether or not there are a number of community radio stations and interest in joining the organization. Mm-hmm. But we will have more of a presence, actually, at the meetings that take place all over the world. It's a wonderful opportunity.
One moment.
We are already international in scope, actually, anyway. But still, this would help propel that even more.
Thank you, Heather. I'm going to get to the other. I've got Arlene wants to say something. I'll let her go out of queue. And then I've got Heather and Wesley.
Afia
and Wesley.
You may remember that I believe it was about a year ago, community radio stations around the country contributed money to send Ursula to the AMARC meeting down in South America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We didn't spend money on it because we.
But if we do this next time, we
hurting.
Would be sending her, right?
If we sent somebody, there's no obligation to send somebody, but they wanted, so they wanted us to have a representative, and they contributed money to send her.
Thank you, Afia, and then Wesley.
My inclination is to move to table this and to answer the larger question that the member had with regard to who and what the organization is. Number one, but number two, do I destroy the motion to table if I make my second point?
Postpone. No, I don't do that. No, just keep talking. You can still make your motion.
Okay, the second point is that I would take exception or to amend the second motion that Pacifica recommends as opposed to that Pacifica informs the affiliates of the effort and let the affiliates make its own decisions about let us make our own decisions about what our response would be.
So are you moving to table both motions? Or
yes, I am.
Is there a second? There's a second from Brazon. Do we need to have discussion on this or can we vote? It's not debatable. Thank you. I'm tired. Sorry. Okay, so let's take a vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please? A yes vote will table the two motions on whether or not to that are brought forward by the Affiliates Task Force regarding AMARC. And no, people cannot see hands on the stream. Sorry. I know it's quicker, but it doesn't inform anybody as to what goes on. Sorry. Anyway, this is a motion to table both motions from the Affiliates Task Force on the AMARC subject. If you vote yes, they will be tabled. If you vote no, they will not. Okay, let's take a vote on the first one, please. And a vote to yes will table the motion, and a vote no will not, and we'll still be on the floor, but we are at time, so there really is no further discussion on anything about anything. Mm-hmm.
Could I ask Director Wangaza if she wouldn't mind withdrawing that, then divide and then table the first part?
But some are already divided. No, I'm dividing the... Okay, she said she wanted to table both motions. Member Allen asked if they could be separated. From a parliamentary perspective, yes, each one has to be voted on separately.
Who asked for it to be disambiguated?
Teresa Allen. So anyway, again, cutting to the chase and not wasting time on minutia, let's just do this. We're going to vote on each motion separately. That's fine. Okay, so. Okay. So anyway. So please go ahead and... Well, that was what she had asked to do. So I'm just trying to direct traffic here. So a yes vote will table the first motion. A no vote will not, and then we will go to the second motion. So, Madam Secretary.
Yes, that's not.
Well, from a parliamentary perspective, taking both motions separately is more proper. If there's an objection, there was an objection. Let's just do it. Let's just.
Laura Priebus.
I'll pass.
Tracy Rosenberg is not here.
One moment. There's a confusion on the part of a member. To table the first motion, which was to join, right? The first one was to join AMARC.
The first one for the region.
For us?
Please read the first motion, Heather, if you would be so kind. And then, Madam Secretary, you'll have to start calling the roll afresh. And then we will read the second motion, and we'll call the roll. We are at time. We are past time. This is the last thing we're doing today. Let's go, please.
The Pacifica Foundation supports the creation of an official North American region within AMARC. This region of North America consists of Canada and the United States, since Mexico already has representation in the region of Latin America and the Caribbean. The Pacifica Foundation endorsement is based upon support for the concept, and we are aware that the administrative and financial structures are being researched by North American AMARC members and must be deemed feasible by these members before an official region is proposed at the forthcoming international conference in 2013.
But I need it right into the record. Thank you, Heather. So that's motion number one. The motion on the floor is to table motion number one. And if you vote yes, it will table the motion. If you vote no, it will not. We'll take a vote on the motion. Madam Secretary, please.
Laura Priebus.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg, not present. Dan Siegel.
No.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ivan Alsame, not present. Marcel Reed.
I don't want a table. No.
That's no. Not. Revlin Gull.
Let me pass on this right now.
Ken Aaron.
I'm staying.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Ali Lexis, not present. Heather Gray.
No.
Ifia Wangaza, yes. Teresa Allen.
No.
George Ryder, not present. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton, not present. Kathy Davis, not present. Alex Steinberg, not present. Summer Reese, not voting. Revlin Gull, how do you? And Laura Priebus.
I'm staying.
Okay, it appears to be 5 yes, 7 no's, and 2 abstentions.
5 yes, 7 no, 2 abstentions. Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. So the motion fails, and we will take a vote on the actual motion now. So the motion on the floor is the one that was just read by Heather Gray to endorse the creation of a North American region of AMARC, correct? Thank you. A yes vote will pass the motion, a no vote will not, and then we'll go on to the other motion, and then we'll be done for the day. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Laura Priebus.
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg, not present. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame, not present. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Revlin Gull?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Abstain.
Ali Lexa, not present. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza? Abstain. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
George Ryder, not present. Wesley Bethune?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton, not present. Kathy Davis, not present. Alex Steinberg, not present. And Summer Reese, not voting.
You didn't call me, but I abstain. This is Lydia.
I'm sorry. Okay. I may have drunk some tea. I can barely read this at this point.
You were so quiet, we forgot you were there.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, quiet. Wallflower.
Everything I've read and done.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so it appears to be 8 yeses and 6 abstentions.
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Could you read the second motion now, Ms. Gray, please? There was no amendment on it.
Pacifica joins AMARC.
Oh, yeah, I did move to make it to amend.
What was the amendment again?
The amendment.
Not to recommend. I mean, not to recommend, but to
inform.
Inform.
Is that accepted, Heather?
It's fine with me.
Great. Let's not object to it.
Are my other colleagues okay with that?
Yeah.
Informs, yeah. I think
so
that's
means Pacifica joins AMARC and informs.
And informs that it's affiliates. Well, how can we change that word?
And informs its affiliates of what?
That it considers
the
that No, that won't work.
Pacifica's joining.
Informs them
of the benefits of joining?
Informs
them
of the benefits of joining?
Pacifica doesn't know what the benefits of joining.
Of the opportunity to join?
Of the opportunity. Of the opportunity.
Of the opportunity to join.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. That's acceptable language. Move on.
Informs. That's good. Good. Yes,
that's good. That's
Thanks,
good.
Everyone.
Go ahead. Start at the beginning, Heather. That was pretty good.
Well, no, somebody else. Well, okay. Pacifica joins AMARC. And
Wait a minute. Let me ask a question.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It seems to me that that's inaccurate in light of the fact that the region doesn't exist. Then you can't join.
Well, it's not. Right now, you can't. You can join. Radio stations can join. But the United States is not a part of the
It's not part of the overall global.
Not a part of the overall global structure.
So you mean we can join?
But you can join as individual federations and also as community radio stations. And what we're hoping is that once a lot of community radio stations in the country are informed about this opportunity to become a part of this global network, that it will then in 2013 lead to the United States being structured into the North American region in this world community.
Thank you, Heather. Arlene.
So,
Arlene wanted to.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, I just sent you out a link for the organization because if you just search on AMARC, you come up with some commercial companies. Mm-hmm. So I sent the link. But basically what this is it's a worldwide association of community radio stations.
4,000 of them, actually.
A few of which already pick up some programming from AudioPort and a number of which pick up Democracy Now. There is no North American region officially at this point, and the goal of people from this area is to add North America as a region within the organization.
Sure. Okay, thank you. I just want to inform everyone that AMARC started in 1983, and I do want to read, its goal is to support and contribute to the development of community and participatory radio along the principles of solidarity and international cooperation. All continents are represented on AMARC's International Board of Directors, except for the United States at this point.
Thank you. The United States isn't a continent.
Okay.
And it doesn't answer the question as to what it is that we're informing affiliates of.
The opportunity to join AMARC.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So could you go ahead, please, Heather, and read the motion as amended with that opportunity to join, please? So we have it in
front
of us.
Help me with this, please. Pacifica joins AMARC and informs its affiliate stations of the opportunity to also join AMARC.
No, that's...
Is that not correct?
That's not correct.
So please correct me.
It's simply that Pacifica will inform affiliates of the opportunity to join AMARC.
I thought that's what I said.
No, she had a prefatory clause.
But the prefatory clause is the meat of the motion. It's that she wants Pacifica to join AMARC. This is coupled together. She wants us to join and inform our affiliates that we've done so and that they can do so also, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not a prefatory remark. We're not part of AMARC. She's asking us to join AMARC and let the affiliates know that they can do so also.
That's right.
Yeah. Correct?
Yes, that's
correct.
And
let me also remind people that
Is that what you mailed to?
Teresa.
Yes, it is.
The last time our affiliate director being supported through grassroots, through donations, went, she gave an extensive report upon her return, and she also has motivated some of those stations to join Pacifica. So
it's been a reciprocal relationship. And we're so past time that we really can't continue to have... I mean, I want people's questions to be answered, but we've also got to move it. So please, Heather, one more time, read the motion as amended because there still seems to be some confusion over the wording.
So Pacifica joins AMARC and informs its affiliated stations of the opportunity to also join AMARC.
Thank you. That is the motion. That's the motion on the floor. A yes vote will pass that motion, and we will join AMARC. A no vote will not pass that motion, and we will not. So please. They want them to know that it exists. I've never heard of AMARC, you know.
Let's vote.
No, no, but she's saying there seems to be a lot of confusion because it arises and not everybody knows what this organization is. It's letting them know it exists.
No.
Okay, folks. If you vote yes, the motion that was just read will be passed. If you vote no, it will not. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Right. Laura Priebus.
Yes. I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I have to ask this. We're not voting on... Afia's motion was to table it. Are we voting on the
table? No, that's dead.
Did she withdraw the motion to table?
No, you know what? Teresa, you're on top of it. Did you still
unless she wants to withdraw the motion to table.
We're voting on the second motion.
Maybe there's no objection to
folks
withdrawing the table.
She's withdrawn her motion to table. Now, as I was just saying, a yes vote will support the motion that was just read, and a no vote will not. Thank you. Thanks. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay. Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg, not present. Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ivan Eilsame, not present. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ali Lexa, not present. Lydia Brazan.
Stain.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yufia Wangaza abstains. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
George Ryder, not present. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden, not present. Kathy Davis, not present. And Alex Steinberg, not present. And Summer Reese, not voting.
So that's 12, yes, and 1, 2, 3,
is that right? At this time of day?
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Okay, it appears to be 12 yeses and 3 abstentions.
Thank you. The motion passes. Thank you. Yes, Heather.
I just would like to make some closing remarks. I'm wanting to thank everyone for this, and we look forward to getting more information to everyone about AMARC. And I'm asking the women, please go to their website and look at some of their women programming. They have some of the most profound women issues and programming in the world. So please look at that. Yes, good. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, so much.
Thank you, Heather. You don't have to move to adjourn. We're 15 minutes past schedule. All right, so this concludes the Pacifica National Board in-person meeting of July 20th through 23rd, 2012. Thank you all for attending, and have a safe trip home. Thank you to the public.